You're listening to a EuroCities podcast.
I think it's important to show that Europe can actually be also a Europe that has a great social dimension. Many people in our city think that Europe is mainly associated to the economic dimension and sometimes don't really see what can be the positive impact on their lives.
The following is an interview that we conducted with André Subjek, Deputy Mayor of Nantes, a few days ahead of the 2021 EU Social Summit, giving some good examples of work on social rights and inclusion in his city. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello to everyone who is listening now. Welcome to our podcast of EuroCities. And a warm welcome to our special guest today, the Deputy Mayor of the City of Nantes and the Vice President of the Nantes Metropole, in charge of European Affairs and Employment and Corporate Social Responsibility, Mr. André Subjek. It's nice to have you with us and to maybe share with us, if you can, a bit of how you're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is a big crisis affecting everyone, individuals, but as well as authorities from the local to the European level. So which are the key social challenges you are seeing now in your city? Do you see new groups of people that are seeking help?
Yes, of course, Bianca, you're right. The pandemic has hit all parts of our world and all kinds of organizations and of people, of course. So here in Nantes, we meet as any other European and international city, I think, some economic sectors that are particularly hit by this crisis, in particular, of course, restaurants, to tourism sector, the cultural sector, where we have a lot of problems for the businesses, of course, in this field, and for the employees and workers. And in particular, of course, these sectors also have a lot of precarious workers. So we are particularly taking into account these kinds of persons that sometimes before had a difficult situation, but we as a city and the social services of the city didn't really were in relation with these people because they managed to get, even if they were precarious jobs, nevertheless, they had an income and so they were financially independent. But now with the crisis, even if there has been a lot of support, of course, given by the national government, it's not enough. And so we have to deal with these people and we try to support them in the best way. Also, of course, we have students, a lot of students in our city. We have a huge university and in the past, many students had opportunities to earn some money in the evening, for example, in restaurants or other cultural activities, for example. And of course, they could not maintain these jobs. So this is also a new category of people that are in a very difficult situation. And so we also developed a lot of support specifically for them, trying to offer them food and other kind of support. So it's new people that we actually meet and we had to adapt to them. But luckily also we had a lot of initiatives that have been started by private actors, a lot of associations and clubs that have organized solidarity, and we as a city have tried to support them and to make them visible and to create connections between people that were facing new needs and the people that could support them, of course. And I think it's important for cities to play this role. But also we had some businesses that also tried to support these people. So yes, I think it's also an opportunity to even strengthen our policies in the field of social policies.
That is excellent to take the positive in all this crisis. Like you're saying, these precarious workers or students, young people, were not known to social services before. And now, at least with the crisis, social services like the ones in Nantes can better reach and help them with support, with tailored support that they need. So that's actually a very good message that we can share also to other cities and to the EU. And talking about the European Union, I mean, you yourself are deputy mayor in charge of European affairs. So you may know very well that the European Commission has put forward an action plan for the European Pillar of Social Rights just a month ago. And they set three targets to achieve more employment, better skills, and poverty reduction by 2030. Do you think this action plan could be useful for cities like Nantes as a tool for social recovery, for inclusive recovery?
Yes, I think it's a positive step. As you mentioned, I'm in charge of European affairs, but also employment. So I have two reasons to be happy about this initiative, because I think it's important to show that Europe can actually be also a Europe that has a great social dimension. Many people in our city think that Europe is mainly associated to the economic dimension, and sometimes don't really see what can be the positive impact on their lives. So by creating a more socially oriented Europe, I think it's important to increase the legitimacy of Europe and the support of citizens to the idea of the European integration. And I think it's very important for us to support this. And then secondly, of course, with the taking into account the employment and the social dimension. Of course, we haven't waited for the European Commission to think about these elements, but we took it as an opportunity here in Nantes to strengthen some of the initiatives that we already had. Also as an opportunity to see whether the European Union can maybe fund some of the initiatives that we have launched in the past. And of course, as members of Eurocities, also as an opportunity to discuss with other European cities to see how we can further improve the initiative that we have already launched in the past. So yes, we fully support this idea, of course, and but we will be also looking at it very carefully over the long term, because it's of course important not only to launch these kinds of ideas, but to follow up and to see what it really produces, because I think there are great expectations. But collectively and knowing the energy that Eurocities has, I'm very confident that it will be maybe a further step for social Europe.
Excellent. It's indeed true to monitor and to see whether the potential will lead to. But you mentioned that Nantes already strengthened some policies that are in line with the Pillar of Social Rights. So how has your city contributed so far? Which policies have you strengthened that are in line with this Pillar of Social Rights?
Yes, we could have chosen almost all the 20 pillars, of course, that are mentioned, but we decided to focus particularly on two. One is equal rights for women and men, because it's something which is very important for our city. We have a political aim. It's to become a city that is not discriminating against women, and to rethink all our public policies, and so also, of course, in the field of employment. So we launched over the last years a lot of policies. For example, we launched a big free training for women to negotiate their wages, NEGO training. And we have already trained for free 2,800 women, for example. And we want to go further. And we would like, of course, also to see other European cities to get inspired by this training and to implement it in their cities, because it's one very concrete way of fighting against inequalities in wages between men and women. We have also invested a lot on protecting women against violence and family violence in particular. So we set up a specific place, which is called Citadel, where a woman that meet violence can go with their children, and they are hosted there. They get shelter, and they get also, of course, physical and psychological support. And what is, I think, very important, and what we want to strengthen even further, is to help them also to recover in the long term, and to get also better opportunities on the job market, because we noticed, of course, that one of the difficulties for women is that they are financially dependent from their partner. And so it's very important also to support them in finding a new job and to get confident again in themselves, and also to be careful that they will not fall into traps of harassment in the new jobs that they can take. So it's something which is very important. And the second pillar where we invested a lot is on housing, social housing, because as in many European cities, we are facing a very tough market for housing. And so we have clearly a lot of people that have difficulties to pay the rents on the normal market. So we decide to build new places for people to live. So our plan is to build every year 5,000 new apartments, and 25% of these apartments are social housing, and further 25% it's affordable housing for people that are not meeting the criteria to be admitted into social housing. And we launched also a very specific program for homeless people, which is quite interesting, because this project that is called Igloo helps homeless people to be involved in the construction of new houses where they can live. So it's both for the housing, but it's also a way of developing their own skills, and to see that actually they can contribute and they can find their place on the job market later on.
What an inspiring actions you took. I mean, my congratulations, because everything you say, it's not only, you know, meeting the pillar of social rights and the principles, but it's putting them into concrete actions and helping people on the ground, like you're saying, homeless people get involved in shaping the houses where they live and building skills. And also what you do with the women to negotiate wages, such a practical way, practical solution to help gender pay equality in a new way, in a different way. So my congratulations, that's really nice what you're doing. I'm sure it will inspire other cities and other leaders. But what more could you do to help other people or promote social rights for all people? And I know there are obstacles in terms of, you know, finances of a city. We don't have all the finances we want to help everyone in need. But if you had a bit more support, what would you do next?
Yes, thank you for your comments. And I perfectly agree that it's difficult to find solution for everybody. But it's also, I think, as you mentioned in the beginning, that in Nantes we have this culture of organizing citizen dialogue. And we don't think that we as a city have all the solutions alone. So we really try to involve different actors, private and public ones, to build new solutions and to involve also the people themselves. I explained for the homeless people and for women as well. The idea is to say we can help women to develop the skills, and then they can defend their own rights themselves. And the same for the homeless people, of course. So if we had more financial support from the European Union or from our national government, I'm quite sure that we can do even more in this kind of initiatives. Yes, I think it's really important that in the future we create a city where everybody can find a place, and where everybody can also see that opportunities are open. I think we have major risks in our cities, that some people may feel excluded from the vibrant cultural life, from the economic development that you mentioned, of course, before the crisis, but the crisis has even strengthened, I think, the differences between people and between some actors that actually were not really hit by the crisis and can continue their lives in rather good conditions, and others that have fallen from a precarious situation into a situation where they are really at risk. And this is, I think, a huge challenge for us in European cities. But I think that EuroCities helps us to find innovation. I mentioned some innovations that we are developing here in Nantes, but each time I go to a meeting with other European cities in the different forums, I also get inspired from what other cities are doing, and I try to bring these ideas to Nantes, of course. And I think it's interesting, again, from the social point of view, but I think it's also important because obviously when I talk about these initiatives, I say that they come from other European cities and they come from the European network, and it also increases the support to this European construction and to the need for us to work together and to create a European model. And I'm really sure that this European model has to have a strong social dimension. There is maybe a certain risk today that we are talking a lot about the pandemic, of course, and it is a huge challenge, of course, for everybody. We talk a lot about also the environmental challenges, and they are also very important, but we don't have to forget about the social dimension and the social challenges that are part of the lives of many of our citizens.
Yes, that's so true. And such a fantastic words of encouragement of the role of EuroCities and peer learning between cities that can stimulate innovation and the need for more social dimension. In fact, just next week, there is an EU Social Summit on 7th of May in Porto. And before that, we do our own Cities Social Summit on 6th of May. We'll have 70 cities represented and 20 city leaders will speak, and you'll be there with us as well in the debates with the EU leaders. So from your point of view, which areas of policy, social policy or employment policy should be strengthened at EU level? What is missing right now and should become stronger to help the people in need?
Yeah, first of all, I'm very glad that we have this City Social Summit because I think it's really important to say that cities have to play an important role and can play an important role to find these practical solutions. So I think that it's very important that to find solutions, we cannot only rely on the European institutions and on the national governments. We also need to involve the different stakeholders, of course, trade unions and business representatives, but also cities, because we can contribute, I think, to the different solutions. For Nantes, we have decided to take part in this summit and to focus on one particular issue in order to be effective, maybe. We have seen with the crisis that there are a lot of people that are precarious workers, in particular those that work for digital platforms. With the crisis, we have all seen that it's difficult to go to certain shops that may be closed. So we have people that deliver the goods that we buy to our homes by bicycles, for example. And so we have seen in all our cities these delivery services spreading up, and many of us are using them, of course. And behind this, there are a lot of young people, a lot of migrants that work in very, very difficult conditions, but because they, at least in France, are not recognized as employees of these digital platforms, but as so-called independent workers. So they are not covered at all by social protection. They have no guarantee to access to a minimum wage. They are not covered if they have an accident, And of course, they sometimes have to support very, very difficult working conditions. So we in Nantes, we have decided to focus during the city social summit on this particular question, because there's actually currently a big debate at the European level about creating social status for these workers of digital platforms. And currently, trade unions and business representatives are consulted by the European Commission to find a solution. But to be honest, I'm not very optimistic that they will find a compromise, because the two points of view are very far away. So we wanted to use the summit to ask the Commission if there's no agreement between the social partners to take the initiative of creating very ambitious social legislation for these workers. Because again, we cannot afford that digital transition goes against the rights of people that work and live in our cities. So it's one particular point, but I think it's important and
possible. Yes, yes, indeed, it's a very important point. And we hear this from other cities as well, but it's good that Nantes takes this point further and puts it on the agenda at the City Social Summit and gets a response from the Commission. That's very important. Of course, we all hope the Commission will come with an ambitious directive for the rights of these platform workers that are essential workers in the times of pandemic. We all see that. So very good point to bring to the discussion next week. And finally, let's talk about the recovery from this crisis we are facing now. What is your vision in Nantes for ensuring there is an inclusive recovery that leaves no one behind?
Yeah, I think we have to think about what is the future model that we want to have after this crisis. Here in Nantes, we worked on our own recovery plan at the city's level that, of course, has to be complementary to the European recovery plan, to the national recovery plan, but we think that we have to do something on the ground. So what we put into this recovery plan that we co-constructed together again with our citizens. We immediately launched 1 year ago consultation of citizens. So we selected randomly 80 citizens in Nantes to see how the pandemic hit their lives. And we asked them what they expect from us, because we were just elected in June 2020. So we had, of course, our political program for the next 6 years, but we had the feeling, of course, that the pandemic would change a lot of things, and we needed to adapt a certain number of things. So we asked the citizens what they expected from us, and alongside, of course, we asked also businesses, we asked trade unions and other stakeholders what they expected from us. And we started to build our recovery plan. And one part of the recovery plan is to even use more our public procurement. Many businesses told us, we know that you as a city also face a difficult financial situation, because you have more to spend to support the people that have fallen into a difficult situation, as we mentioned before. We also know that you as a city have lower incomes, because a lot of taxes will be reduced, because a lot of companies have less activity. But please, as a city, continue, and even if you can, strengthen your public procurement policies in order to support companies and maybe sometimes to compensate the lack of private demand at that time. So this is what we did. And of course, when we talk about public procurement, we also integrate the social and the environmental dimension. We were talking before about our intention to fight for equal rights for men and women. This is something that we integrate in our public procurement policies, and asking the companies that work for us to guarantee equal rights for men and women, for example, and to prove it to us. And if they don't meet exactly all the criteria we ask them, they have to develop specific action plans to go further on it. A second element of our recovery plan is to imagine the future, and we really decided that here in Nantes we want to invent a new social and environmentally friendly economic development. So we have already a long tradition of corporate social responsibility, where we have a long-term commitment from many, many actors here. But now the challenge is not to say that we have CSR in a silo, and alongside we have the traditional economy. Our ambition is really to make all our businesses responsible. And so in the recovery plan, we support companies to go further and to think about how they can, for their employees, but also for their suppliers, improve their social policies and take initiatives, for example, to support the weakest parts of the workers in our city. We are a little bit afraid, of course. We are lucky that we are in a city where the unemployment rate is much lower than at the national level. So we started with a good position when the crisis hit us. We think that we have been rather lucky that the economic situation is still quite good in our city, but still the situation is less positive. So we are anticipating that maybe companies that in the past had a lot of difficulties to recruit talents and were thus maybe more open to also recruit people with lower skills could now change their mind, because there may be a lot of talented people on the job market again, and maybe the efforts that were made before to fight against discrimination could need even more support. So we try to integrate all these elements in our recovery plan.
That sounds really such a good idea, to connect the dots and see the positive side of the needs arising from the crisis, and better match demand and offer for skills, for employment. So yes, I took your points on the use of public procurement and more social economy using this potential. This sounds such good ideas. Let me ask you, how are you working, or how are you involved as a city in the national recovery plan that is benefiting from the EU funding for recovery? Have you been consulted? Were you able to, put forward some ideas for projects for the national recovery plan?
Honestly, not enough. Of course, I can understand the urgency, and it's difficult sometimes to ask all the different stakeholders to be part in the definition of the recovery plans. But I think our government could have done better, and also probably the European Commission could have done better in integrating the cities, because as we have mentioned in the beginning, it's in the cities that we really see what are the difficulties, who are the people that need more support, what are the opportunities also that we can see for the future. And this was clearly not the case enough, even if there had been, of course, some exchanges, but we don't really have the feeling that we have been involved in defining the different elements at all. Of course, in the future, we will be involved in the implementation, and we will do our best. And we think that the huge ideas in the recovery plan are not too far away from our own priorities. But for example, on the social dimension, we clearly think that it has been a little bit underestimated, the European and the national recovery plan focus a lot on the environmental and digital transition, which are of course important. We are not against it, but we have to be careful that the social dimension in these transitions will not be underestimated, because if I talk about employment and skills, we know that a lot of workers that are in difficult situations do not have the skills for working in the digital sector, for example. So this is why in our recovery plan at the cities level, we developed a new support for training, and to be sure that if the economy changes, that we don't increase the exclusion from those people that already were far from the job market even more. Because we shouldn't forget that many people, even our cities, even in Nantes, don't access to digital tools, do not really have the skills to use them, and even less, of course, to be employed in this sector.
Yes, such an important aspect of the social dimension. And you are not the first and the only one saying this to us. We see it, that the social dimension could be stronger in the recovery plans. So to conclude our interview, what is your top recommendation to EU and national leaders when they meet next week at the Porto Social Summit? How could they or should they strengthen the social dimension of Europe and of European recovery?
I really think that it's important to rethink the priorities we have in the European Union, and to say that we don't want to rebuild the same economic model as we had before the crisis, but we take the opportunity to create something new, a more inclusive economy. And so Europe can actually help us. And I think that the European leaders have to recognize the opportunity indeed to say that Europe has helped us in the cities and in the different member states to rebuild a new economic model that really supports all kinds of people and give access to all, to jobs, to housing, to equal opportunities. So let's create a big investment for solidarity and social policies all over Europe, financed from the European Union, and with a specific focus, I would say, on the youngest generations, because I think the youngest generation has been suffering a lot from this crisis. And well, we need to build on them to rethink the future and also to rethink Europe, I think. So let's put all our efforts on a more social Europe for the youngest generation.
This has been a EuroCities podcast. Let us know what you thought by tagging @EuroCities or catch up with us on EuroCities.eu. Thanks for listening.